tell me how you got involved with this project.
I was asked by a friend, could I help organize a group to sew the PPE gowns for FMC? And I said, sure, I can do that. I can, you know, contact people. I can get it rolling. Little did I know it was going to turn into such a huge project. She had researched about Tyvek and its water-resistant barrier and an air barrier material, so it was safe for the hospitals to use. It's a home construction material that goes around the house after they put insulation in to secure a barrier. And it is washable. And that's why we decided to use it, because we're hoping that they could get at least 5 uses out of it, wash it 5 times and use it. And so far, I think that's held up pretty good.
So you gathered this group of volunteers together and you met at Sanawa Middle School for about a week doing this.
Yeah, for about a week and a half. We had over 250 volunteers, and we all followed CDC protocol. We wore masks, we wore gloves. I had hand sanitizer there. I had lotion there. We had soap in the bathrooms, you know, so we were all very safe. And, I mean, we had so many people in the community come together. I called Odegaard Sewing and left a message for the owner, Charlie Odegaard, and asked if he could help us with supplies. And he called me the next day and said, yes, what do you need? And then Joanne's Sewing Center here in Flag, I mean, they were so gracious and donated so much. They donated elastic and thread and Velcro. And Joanne's even lent us 3 sewing machines to work on while we were in Sanawa. And just scissors and, you know, everything you need to get this going. It warmed my heart so much to see how this community came together to help out.
How many gowns did you make?
We made about 1,200. Flagstaff Medical got the majority of them. And we had a bunch of Tyvek that had been donated from construction companies around Flagstaff. So we helped out other people. I had an ER doctor call me from Hopi, and they didn't have any protective stuff. They didn't have any PPE, anything. So we said, well, we can make you some gowns and you can pick them up. And Kayenta called us and said, we are desperate. Do you have any that you can have for us? And we had more Tyvek left over from donations. We said, sure, so we'll probably get about 100 to Hopi and about 100 to Kayenta.
What for you has been the most rewarding part of working on this project?
Well, I've made a lot of new friends. One thing that helped so much is one of the doctors at the hospital came and told us, she said, you know, what you're doing for the hospital has raised the spirit of the nurses and the doctors and the healthcare professions there like 200%. They feel like, oh, the community does care. So that was real important to us.
Debbie McMahon, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.